Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. As cities debate measures to boost income inequality by raising the minimum wage, companies are responding. Gap told its employees yesterday that it plans to hike the rate to $10 an hour. The nation's biggest retailer, Walmart, is also considering an increase. That CBO report this month indicated jobs would be lost, but also thousands would be lifted out of poverty with a wage increase. And Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez told us he thought businesses would see the benefit.
Look at the burger market, a burger joint called In-N-Out Burger. There's 600-700 franchises across the West Coast. Best burgers around. They've always paid their workers above the minimum wage because it was the right thing to do, and they retain their employees, and they have a competitive price.
So how are other countries handling this debate? In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has agreed to implement a minimum wage as of 2015. It will be 8.5 euros an hour. That's about $11.50. The BBC's Steve Evans reports from Berlin.
There's been an ice cream parlor called Florida in Berlin since 1927, still here on the same site. It's a classic German company, small, ambitious, but careful with its expansion, successful. It's now branched out from selling ice cream only in its own restaurants. From this plant, it's now going to export classy ice cream in tubs throughout Germany. As he plans the expansion, Olaf Hearn, the company's owner, contemplates what a minimum wage of €8.50 an hour will mean.
The effect is I must pay more, I must work harder, I must more pressure to my staff. They must work harder, so I have more money to pay more wages. Looking forward, I see much more problems, every year more and more. This year is now €8.50. Next year is coming the next. The smallest and the middle companies getting more and more problems to stay alive in the next 10 years. That's a problem.
But talk to the cleaner here and you get a different perspective.
Mietkosten steigen, Lebensmittel steigen, Nebenkosten werden teurer, Heizkosten.
She says rents are rising, food's rising, heating, electricity, very, very expensive.
40 Quadratmeter und zahl Miete im Monat €362.
Wie wichtig ist die Mindestlohn für Arbeitnehmer? How important is the minimum wage for employees?
Ich denke, es ist schon sehr wichtig.
Very important, she says. About 5 to 6 million people will get a pay rise through the minimum wage. The industries with low pay are usually service industries, cleaning, security guards, shops. The unions argue that these are not industries in competition with low-paid China, for example, so German workers won't suddenly find themselves priced out of jobs as work gets switched abroad. Dirk Herschel, the chief economist at Germany's largest service sector trade union, Verdi, reckons unemployment won't rise when wages do.
That's from our point of view, propaganda. We don't think that the minimum wage is going to eliminate jobs in Germany. Companies that operate on low wages, they can't go on like this in the future. They have to invest more in technology, in the skill of their employees, but that's what we want.
There is an added benefit for unions. Some low-pay industries, which didn't deal with unions before, have now invited them in. And that's because if unions and employers agree on a minimum wage in their business, the state doesn't get involved with all the paperwork and the inspection which that would involve.
The industries that were not willing to negotiate, they recognized that the minimum wage is going to come, and so they started negotiations. That's happened in the field of haircutters, and that happened in the field of slaughterhouses. The minimum wage is going to help the unions. Employers stepped out of collective bargaining and the governments deregulated the labor market, and that weakened the position of unions. And with the implementation of the minimum wage, step by step, employers will negotiate. That's going to increase the importance of collective bargaining in the future.
The minimum wage will be phased in to give employers time to adjust. This may be harder for companies in the east of the country, the old DDR, where wages are lower than in the west. The regulated minimum wage will be the same in east and west. So Professor Marcel Fratscher, the president of the German Institute for Economic Research, thinks eastern employers may find it hard.
It will make the east less competitive compared to the richer West German regions. One reason why companies locate in eastern Germany is not only because the infrastructure is good, but also because wages are lower than what they are in many Western cities. And the minimum wage will take that advantage to some extent from the companies.
But you're not predicting that the world will come off its axis, that everything will collapse. It's all manageable.
I'm quite optimistic that Germany will be able to manage. Germany has a good recovery from the crisis. It has a very strong labor market. We have a relatively low unemployment rate. Many companies will be able to manage the adjustment, but still it will leave some people worse off.
On that prognosis from one of Germany's most respected economists, some low-paid workers will lose their jobs as their pay rises to the regulated minimum. But he thinks this won't dramatically disrupt the economy as a whole. Many other millions of people will see their pay rise from the very low to the not so low.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin.
And as we heard there, the debate in Germany is about raising the minimum wage to about $11.50 in U.S. dollars. Just look around the world. It's $12.22 in France. In Costa Rica, only $1.79. We've got a big chart, a global chart at hereandnow.org, where you can see what the minimum wage is around the world.